Hello and welcome to the God and Mental Health Podcast. My name is Roz Renee and I'm so excited to be back in front of the microphone with you this week. And since I am super excited about this week's episode, I will be revisiting one of my favorite topics that I thoroughly enjoy talking about on the pod. If you are a newbie here, this is one of my favorite topics. And so I hope that you enjoy it. So we're going to be talking about intimacy and time with God today. And I have been rolling in my mind for the last couple of weeks on doing a series around this topic for a little while. As y'all know, I am learning to make time to record for this podcast. And so please bear with me as I am doing so, but I wanted to at least make an installment into this episode and hopefully kind of give you a little bit of background on my, I guess you could say, history talking about this on this podcast. And so I'm super big on time with God. If you are someone that follows me on Instagram, you have probably seen me post about my early morning wake times. I'm up very early as a mom of two, trying to make time for God. But recently, I have been struggling in just balancing all the different mini hats I feel like I'm wearing. I'm working full time. I'm a mom of two very small kids. And so my kids are 3 years old and one. And so if you're a mom, you're in the trenches with me, sis. You get it. It is hard out here for a pimp, okay? Like, it is hard. Managing two kids that are still, one is in diapers, one is fully potty trained, thank God, but they still need me a lot as a wife, as a business owner, as someone who is working to lose weight, manage a full household. I have not fully delegated my house to anyone yet. And I would love to delegate this laundry and someone to clean this house, but we're not quite there yet. And so as I was just thinking about, you know, what to record, this is kind of like my foundational message I always go back to when I want to share something very personal. But before we get into the topic, let's take a quick break to hear from one of our sponsors. This topic kind of came up a little bit when I was working through a couple of my own personal things. And I talk about time with God in a very fluid sense because you'll hear me kind of talk through the importance of devotional time in a minute. I have two areas I'm going to cover today. But I want to kind of say that for me, this is always my anchor. So if I ever feel very overwhelmed, very just all over the place, typically I have like a couple things I go back to, and quiet time with God is one of them. It is my solid foundation. Now, I talk to my therapy clients a lot about this when it comes to resets, because oftentimes clients will have a good run for a couple weeks, something happens, and it kind of just knocks them off their horse, and they're like basically flailing for weeks on end. And so I try to bring this idea of an anchor back to who you are, what works for you, all of that. For some people, it is time with their friends. For some people, it is self-care, a good nap, resetting their house, time by themselves, walk in the park, whatever it looks like for you. For me, as a believer in Jesus, one of my core resets is time with the Father. And so how this came up for me recently, as I've been going up and down and balancing my time, and just, again, very busy. So you don't even have to be a mom to be busy. You could be in school full time. You could be working a lot to pay off debt. You could be doing a lot of different things that are goal focused. But over the last couple of weeks, pretty much through the top of March, I was really struggling. I feel like with a spirit of confusion. That's what I described to my friend shortly after I had spent time with God, and he revealed to me later it was spiritual warfare. I said to my friend, who I'm very close to, I said, I really feel like that was a spirit of confusion. Like, it was almost nothing I could grasp felt clear. And I really just think that life got busy for me and I was doing all these things, and in the midst of just being on social media, working out early in the morning, I was doing my early morning workouts. I was realizing that I wasn't creating the margin in this space for actual pulling away intimacy with the Lord. And so one of the things that has been that I'm working through is just how to balance my business and balance working full time and being with my kids and my family. That is something I just really don't want to sacrifice. And so through just this season, I have had to redo my schedule multiple times and or find the pockets of time I can work through different things. And I'm a person that really loves rest and sleep. And so I'm not a night owl, unfortunately. But as I've been trying to gain clarity and gain traction on just creating the time for balance in my life and balancing all these things, I go to typically what I know to do. It's like, okay, what do I need to educate myself on? Who do I know that is doing well at this that I can learn from? What podcast do I need to listen to kind of get this understanding? What, of course, like talking to God about it, but like not getting into the space where I'm closing all the noise out and getting very granular and clear with Him. And so because I was not really taking the time that I needed to get quiet, I realized that over the course of weeks doing that, as someone who has a rhythm of devotion time, I really found that it was impacting me more than spiritually. I feel like it was just impacting me practically, just in work, in everything. I just felt like I could not get clear on a lot of stuff. And I don't know if this is for you either, but I tend to always think if I'm struggling with this, the devil has the same tactics that he uses on all of us. And I always think to myself, like, if I'm struggling, I know somebody else is struggling. There's a scripture that talks in the Bible that actually talks about, you know, your brothers and sisters are struggling with the same thing. I'm kind of paraphrasing. I'm not saying it verbatim, but there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about that. And so I was reading one. No, let me backtrack. So I actually spent time with God really probably about 2 weeks ago from now. And I was just like, hey, yo, what's up? Like, God, what is going on? Like, I am really having a hard time over here. What is going on? I just was like fed up. I was on the verge of saying, like, I'm just going to go back to working for myself. I don't even want to work my job anymore. Like, just that deep into nothing feels settled. And He didn't reveal anything to me at that point. And probably later in the day, I remember talking to a friend. What came back up was our conversation that she and I had a week ago. And she said, Roslyn, you know, as a therapist, you have to realize that a lot of the things that you're taking on are other people's, you know, trauma and things like that. And you are dealing with probably way more spiritual warfare than you are anything. And so that came up and I was like, okay, I'm paying attention to that. It just kind of kept coming up in my spirit, like kept coming up in my mind. I'm like, okay. And then I went on Instagram and I saw a post from a girl that I'm friends with that I follow. And she had wrote, took a picture of her Bible, and in the post, I'm going to see if I can find it actually in my phone. In the post, she said something so profound that I was like, oh my goodness, I didn't know that this is what I was dealing with. It said, push through. I'm really pushing through this week. I've noticed when I've had a really good week, it's not uncommon for me to question my purpose and goals the following week. I can't let that distract me. And so I realized that immediately the spiritual warfare thought came to my mind again of, oh, wow, this is spiritual warfare making me question everything. And I immediately the next morning woke up super early. I said, I'm not going to the gym. I had been going to the gym every morning, Monday through Friday at 4:30, between 4:30 and 5 for like 3 weeks at that point. I said, I'm not going to no gym. I'm about to lay on my face and ask God what's going on. And I just cried. I cried. I repented. I said a bunch of things to him. And Thursday was the first day in weeks I feel settled. I left my quiet time with the Lord feeling super settled. From literally the previous day, questioning whether or not I should do my podcast, should I stay in this career, should I do this, should I do that? I mean, questioning everything. And y'all know those moments. I don't even have to really kind of clout or try to make it unplain. Like, questioning everything, everything just felt unclear. And I felt settled, and I was describing it to my friend the same day. I was like, it's crazy that one day you could feel like everything is falling apart, and then the next day you spend time with God and everything just feels settled. Almost like the scripture in the Bible when Jesus was in the boat with the disciples, and they were literally, the boat was like starting to sink, and they woke him up. And they said, don't you care that we're about to drown? And he got up, calmed the sea, and commanded the sea to calm, essentially, and looked at them and said, oh, ye of little faith. Almost like, and when I can imagine them, they're looking at him like, what did we just experience? And I felt like that. I feel like I have been wrapping my mind, trying to rack my brain around what I should do for weeks. I spend time with you, cry out to you. I repented. I think I was repenting for just like, Lord, I know I have made everything else an idol in this time, just trying to figure it out and do it on my own. Spent one time like doing that with you and feel settled. And not to say anything changed, not to say nothing was figured out. Like, I mean, I can even say now, like, I'm still wrecking my brain a little bit, but I went back to my foundation and my strong point and the thing that keeps me settled, which is Jesus. And re-reminded myself of what it looks like to be intimate, to be honest, to be truthful with God about where I'm at, and how he can immediately change something. And so this is not to kind of make it seem as if it's going to always be that way, because there are times where like you're wrecking your brain for a couple, like you're wrestling with God through a season. Like, that's not to say this, but I'm making a point to make it very clear of what it looks like to be anchored. And so I'm going to kind of end this podcast and start the next one with, you know, this set of scripture. So there is a scripture in Mark, which is Mark 4. There was probably maybe a week or two that went, or a week, it was about a week that went by. And this scripture has been really, I have been chewing on this scripture for about a week now. But it was the same weekend. So like Thursday that happened, felt super settled, went into the weekend, just like on a high, like, God, thank you so much for settling my mind. I remember even praying to him saying, God, you are a mind settler. Like, you are the one that settles my mind. Not anything that I'm seeking after, not anything that I'm trying to do, not anything I want. You know, goals and future things are important. But if they aren't rooted and grounded in, I'm not going to say if they're not, if I'm just not making it a point to consistently check in and resettle myself in my foundation, it's very hard to stay focused on that, because at any point, the enemy will do whatever he would like to do to get you off course. For me, in a very transparent way and being vulnerable, I have multiple times tried to forfeit and or just give up doing this work. One, because it's very hard to carry heavy burdens with people through things. It's also very challenging. This episode of the God and Mental Health podcast is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. I am so excited to tell y'all about this brand because it has been so helpful to me. So I am not in my 20s anymore. And as I'm getting older, I'm really kind of understanding a little bit more about my hormones after having two kids. I'm really understanding like my mood shifts, my fatigue, sometimes my stress throughout the month, especially during those cycles of time before my period. So I recently started researching cycle seeking, and it was so helpful for me because I really kind of began to understand these different changes when I am feeling overwhelmed, when I am feeling tired, when I am feeling like my mood is different. I'm also experiencing some of those kind of early PMS symptoms of like bloating and gassy and poor sleep and kind of racing thoughts and low mood. And so I started doing some research into cycle syncing and kind of came to understand that our different periods before our cycle change because of our hormones. And so I was thinking about a way to combat this, and Happy Mammoth is a brand that I think is going to be super helpful to some of my audience that might be experiencing some of these things. And so I think a lot of times we kind of associate our different moods with something's wrong with us, or that there is actually something that we're struggling with mental health wise, but not really understanding that as a woman, we naturally have up and down moods because of our hormones. And so for me, if you are someone that's maybe in your mid-20s and you're kind of seeing like during different periods of the month, you're more sad or you're more overwhelmed, this might be a good opportunity for you to maybe supplement and try to combat that with some of the amazing products at Happy Mammoth. So I want to talk to you all about particularly one specific product called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormone changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And it means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. If you're someone that definitely struggles with maybe bloating or maybe sleep or even racing thoughts or low moods, Hormone Harmony would be perfect for you. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order with Happy Mammoth. Just use the code THERAPY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, HappyMammoth.com. And use the code THERAPY for 15% off today. Now, let's get back to the show.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
To be on the other side, on the more business side of it, doing my podcast, very transparent and open and vulnerable with people who I don't know about me, about my own mental health journey. That is a very raw and open space to be in. And there are times where I'm like, God, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Is this, you know, the path you want me to walk? And I've had to re-anchor my faith in it. And re-anchor my faith in the Lord to provide strength and provide understanding through something that can feel very challenging. So before we continue, let's take a quick break to hear from one of our sponsors. And so I was reading in Mark about a set of scripture. It was Mark 4. And I'm going to read two translations of this. I'm going to read the NLT and the Message version of it. And then I'm going to end this podcast and I'm going to reopen a new podcast. You'll probably hear it the following week on just the importance of devotion time and making devotion time practical, making it easy to do. What I've done in the past, what I have learned through my own personal devotional time. And I want to create the space where you can feel like it's easy for you to do it and not complicated or hard. But the verse that I'm going to be coming from is Mark 4:33-34, which says in the NLT, Jesus used similar stories and illustrations to teach people as much as they could understand. In fact, in his public ministry, he never taught without using parables. But afterward, when he was alone with his disciples, he explained everything to them. I'm going to read this in the Message version, which states, with many stories like these, he presented his message to them, fitting the stories to their experience and maturity. He was never without a story when he spoke. When he was alone with his disciples, he went over everything, sorting out the tangles, untying the knots. So what was interesting in this set of scripture is that when Jesus publicly spoke, he spoke in stories, he spoke in parables, almost like a decoded message that was, or a coded message that was specifically, almost like people were attracted to the message, but it was important for them to understand you can be attracted to the message, but not take the time to actually understand what the message is saying. But what was interesting to me was in the verse 33, it said, in fact, in his public ministry, he never went without using parables. But afterward, when he was alone with his disciples, he explained everything to them. When he was alone with them, he explained everything. The disciples always ask questions. I think that they ask questions whether they had faith or they didn't have faith. Oftentimes, even when he corrected them and said, oh, you have little faith, they didn't stop to ask the question. They didn't keep holding back and wanting to understand. They kept asking questions. And so, but what was interesting is when he was alone with them, he explained everything to them. And I take that to say, how much time are we carving out for God to explain to us everything? Even if it's not a full-on explanation of the season to you now, what are we doing to carve out time for God to explain, give awareness, give understanding to what we are supposed to be doing, what we're feeling? Where are we allowing the Holy Spirit to be the comforter, to explain, to decode the message? Because there's so many scriptures that describe what Jesus did, but also he gave space and time for the disciples to be alone with him, to ask questions, to understand. They literally asked in a couple of verses before, what does this parable mean? And he explained it to them. And so my challenge and my ask to you is, how are you carving out time? Are you carving out time? Are you making space? Are you trying to understand all these things that you are experiencing without God giving space? And how are you making space for him to move and do the things that you are wanting without understanding that you have to make time for that? Like you have to make time for him. And so I wanted this podcast to be kind of a short little intro into that. As we go into the next podcast, I'm going to be talking some more practically about the importance of devotional time, and then also making it practical, making it super easy. And I have some resources for you that'll be in that podcast. So meet me next week. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. And I hope this podcast was super helpful to you. Send it to someone who you think might want to hear this. And I love y'all. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.